fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
What, your mama?
In countless ways, they add beauty.
How are you, friends? I'm Hermie the Snail, and I'm totally veg. Would you like to hear a tip on helping the environment? To remove snow from a driveway or sidewalk, consider using a snow shovel and brooms instead of gasoline or electric-powered snow blowers. Non-motorized snow removers will lower your carbon footprint. Besides, it could give you a nice workout. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather around our beautiful globe.
In world news, the European Union is assisting Nigeria with a 120 million euro grant. The funds will be used to support Nigeria's development of the water sector. The contribution also helps to achieve the United Nations Millennium Development Goals of increasing by 50% the access to safe drinking water and related facilities by 2015. Our appreciation and heaven's blessings, European Union, for your care and generosity to the citizens of Nigeria. May all people be granted the purest of water, the best of plant-based food, and the happiest of lives.
In health news, award-winning United Kingdom animators help to launch a health movement. The Oscar-winning animators of Mr. Nick Park's Aardman Animations, creators of Wallace and Gromit, are assisting the United Kingdom in initiating its Change for Life program. This project was established to encourage good nutrition and exercise to help prevent obesity. Its campaign slogan is Eat Well, Move More, Live Longer. Ms. Dawn Primadolo, United Kingdom Minister of State for Public Health, said, Change for Life has a critical ambition. We are trying to create a lifestyle revolution on a huge scale, something which no government has attempted before. Our hats off to you, United Kingdom, for taking a wise step to promote the well-being of your citizens. May people of all nations adopt life-sustaining habits for a healthy and happy world. Up next on Noteworthy News, a fifth grade class in Formosa or Taiwan chooses vegetarianism to protect animals and the environment. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Stay tuned for more celebratory news here on Supreme Master Television.
And joy to our lives.
Nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
As many parts of the world are now celebrating the Lunar New Year, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly sent her warmest regards and wishes for this propitious Year of the Ox 2009. It is our honor and joy to share Supreme Master Ching Hai's letter, written originally in Olexese or Vietnamese.
Nhân dịp xuân âm lịch, xin kính chúc mọi người trên thế giới mọi điều tốt đẹp, cùng thành công trong sự bảo vệ hoàn cầu, như tịnh trai, hành thiện và bảo vệ môi sinh. Dù một sinh vật nhỏ nhoi cũng không hại, không ăn, dù một điều thiện lớn lao cũng gắng làm hoặc cổ động làm, dù giàu có dư thừa cũng không phung phí nhiên liệu. Cầu xin tình thương bao la của đất trời thấm đượm trong lòng mọi người, mọi vật, mọi nơi trong vũ trụ, để chúng ta cùng đắp xây đời sống an hòa, hạnh phúc và chung hưởng cảnh thiên đàng nơi hạ giới. Xin chúc lành mọi chúng sinh trên những hành tinh xa xôi. Và xin quý vị góp lời cầu nguyện cho địa cầu này, để tâm linh mọi loài sớm vươn lên cho kịp đà tiến hóa của càn khôn. Lành thay, Ching Hai.
We sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for your grace and good wishes for the Lunar New Year. May the Year of the Ox be a fulfilling year for all in God's will, blessings, and protection.
Welcome, caring viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Reclaim Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand on Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongjiale Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Nigeria receives a 120 million euro grant from the European Union. In health news, the United Kingdom launches Changed for Life program with the help of the creators of animated characters Wallace and Gromit. In veg news, a fifth grade class in Formosa or Taiwan opts for vegetarian meals. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel. Today is the third day of the Lunar New Year of the Ox. Please accompany us as we look at several countries during this joyous time and reflect on our dreams and wishes for the future. Let's talk with our correspondent Ting Ting in Singapore. Hi Ting Ting, looks very festive there.
Yes, the people are really having a good time here in Singapore.
We hear that. Singapore's Lunar New Year celebration lasts for many days. What are some of the events there, Ting Ting?
Well, there are free stage performances for the public. And there is a big street parade in Singapore on the 30th and 31st of January, followed by a fireworks. Also, this is a time for reunions with family members of all ages. In the company of the younger generation, we are reminded of our roles as stewards to protect our magnificent planet for the future.
Yes, by working together we can restore and beautify the planet.
Yes, and it's a great new year to do just that.
新年快乐!
祝无上司电视台的观众新年愉快, 万事如意! We wish a very happy Ox New Year from our family.
We wish you and all viewers much prosperity and a future for a peaceful paradise for all on this precious earth. From Singapore, this is Ting Ting for Supreme Master Television.
Thanks, Ting Ting. Now, let's go to Macau. Hello, Alberto. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. I'm at Central Square in the heart of the city of Macau. It's a popular place for holding all sorts of cultural events.
Alberto, what are people there wishing for in 2009?
Hi, let's find out.
Hello, 新年快乐!
新年快乐,你对今年牛年有什么愿望啊?
另外今年是牛年,我在这里都想跟大家说一下,尽量不要吃牛啦。
我希望世界和平,其实我支持食素。
We also send our wishes to the world for a peaceful planet where all beings are cherished and respected. This is Alberto reporting for Supreme Master Television from Macau.
Many thanks, Alberto. Our next place to visit today is Hong Kong with our correspondent, Vivian. Hi, Vivian. Tell us where you are right now.
Greetings, everyone. I'm at Victoria Harbour.
Vivian, what special hopes or resolutions do Hong Kong citizens have for the new year as we look to the future of our planet?
Let's hear from a few of our Hong Kong friends.
这位朋友,请问你在牛年有什么愿望啊?
我希望多些人吃素, 全世界快点转向一个绿色的饮食习惯。
我希望牛年大家好像牛一样身体健康, 世界和平。 小朋友过得开开心心。
我今年的大计都希望多些留在家煮好的菜蔬饭送, 亦都希望各位市民都是用这个环保意识去争取的健康。
多谢你。 Now back to the studio. This is Vivian from Hong Kong for Supreme Master Television.
Thank you so much, Hong Kong and Vivian. May the 2009 Year of the Ox be a year where the sustainable lifestyle, including the vegetarian diet, is adopted by all to show compassion for life and to save our precious earth. From Supreme Master Television, we wish everyone a happy and successful new year.
News. Tropical storm lands on Western Australian coast. Cyclone Dominic made landfall in Australia's Pilbara region on Monday, bringing heavy rainfall and flooding, as well as minor damage to roofs, power lines, and trees. Several ports were temporarily closed, with workers in some locations being evacuated from oil production platforms. According to the Fire and Emergency Services Authority, or FESA, no injuries were reported from this Category 2 cyclone, and people have begun to remove debris and repair their homes. We are most relieved to hear of everyone's safety in Western Australia. May severe weather patterns such as these be minimized as we strive for kinder regard of all beings in the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Over 630 million US dollars pledged to curb polio. The combined resources of US-based Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Rotary International, and the British and German governments are being directed toward the goal of eliminating the disease worldwide.
We'll make a new
255 million grant to Rotary, bringing the total to 355 million. Today, we also have announcements from the governments of Germany and the United Kingdom that they're increasing their commitment by an additional $280 million.
Their total $630 million U.S. dollar funding will supply immunizations for children through the United Nations World Health Organization over the next 5 years.
Our commitment as a foundation is to work with you and your partners until no children die from polio.
Our sincere gratitude, and heaven bless the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Rotary International, Germany, and the United Kingdom for your noble generosity. Through such concerted benevolent efforts as yours, the goal of a polio-free world will surely be attained.
Ghana and Zambia issue prison pardons and commutations. In Ghana, outgoing President John Kufuor pardoned over 500 first-time offenders who had served more than half their sentences, as well as commuting all death sentences. Zambian President Rupia Bwezani Banda commuted 53 inmates who had been sentenced to capital punishment. Your Excellencies, we respectfully laud your compassionate decisions. May your countries continue in the blessing of peaceful leadership for their harmonious and promising future.
Oman opens Musket Festival 2009, welcoming both national and international visitors for the ninth consecutive year to Musket. The regional cultural extravaganza runs from January 19th to February 12th and celebrates the country's traditional arts, culture, and heritage. With three separate venues operating simultaneously, the festival features a wide range of activities, including international exhibits of arts and handicrafts, children's programs, sporting events, musical concerts, and poetry sessions. Congratulations, Musket Festival organizers, on another year well done. We wish adults and children alike an enjoyable and memorably enriching time.
Australian officers save young boy's life. During an evening of festivities on Sydney Harbour Bridge, 11-year-old Cameron Rose began having difficulty breathing and started losing consciousness. Noticing his situation, local police on duty in the area quickly formed a triangle wedge shape to make their way nearly 1 kilometer through a crowd of 10,000 people as they carried Cameron to a medical vehicle. After he arrived at the hospital and underwent emergency surgery for a diagnosed brain hemorrhage, doctors said that the officer's swift and decisive actions had likely saved his life. Cameron's father, Sean Rose, has thanked the officers for their quick action. We join in heartfelt thanks to the heroic officers for their swift and life-saving actions. May young Cameron be blessed with the continued good fortune of abundantly restored health and a future filled with opportunity.
Detector dogs receive life-saving vests. When extra protection was quickly needed for Samson, a black Labrador, to work with his human partner to ensure safety at the U.S. presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C., Lieutenant Rita Beale offered to make him a bulletproof vest. As a service to the community, Lieutenant Beale collects discarded but still effective ballistic vests of her fellow officers and custom fits them for public safety dogs like Samson. These handmade vests serve as invaluable protection to the dutiful canines. Our warm accolades, Lieutenant Beale, for your noble and caring contribution to the welfare of Samson and other dogs who selflessly serve humanity. May all canine partners remain safe as they carry out their heroic duties.
Save our planet. Solar energy ensures Iraqi hospitals operation. In northeastern Baghdad, where power supplies have experienced disruption, a medical clinic has been equipped with solar panels to ensure a reliable source of energy. Baghdad's location is idyllic for solar power, with the hospital's solar panels generating 72 hours of power for every 10 hours of sun. This achievement allows the clinic to perform life-saving operations at any time. What a wonderful example of how sustainable energy can benefit both people and the environment. Let us all hasten our steps in adopting clean technologies and life-sustaining lifestyles.
Save our planet. British hospitals propose lower emissions through meat-free menus. In an effort to reduce its own carbon footprint, as well as support the government's ambitious emission reduction goals, the National Health Service, or NHS, Sustainability Director Dr. David Pynchon has proposed menu options without meat or dairy. This recommendation follows meat reduction guidelines suggested in a 2007 talk given by UN climate head Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, as well as other European trends toward the animal-free diet. Bravo, Dr. Panchen, for your forward-thinking leadership to improve patients' health and help save the planet. May such a compassionate and enlightened approach be emulated worldwide. During the Climate Change International Conference in California, USA, in July 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke via video conference about the costs of the meat diet on human and planetary health.
According to the University of Pennsylvania and Center of Disease Control and Prevention, and Dr. Colin Campbell, one of these three agents, have told us that the cost of meat for health alone, to take care of the people who are sick because of meat, the cost of it in the United States alone is around $120 to $150 billion of dollars per year just to take care of meat-related disease. That's how we treat our lives. Because we eat meat, we get sick, and then we have to work hard to pay tax, to go to the hospital and get dissected and get probed and get injected. All this doesn't even guarantee that our life will be saved due to the way we don't treat ourselves kindly, due to the way that we are taking poison for food. Meat is poison. Scientifically speaking, physically speaking, all we do is just forsake that piece of meat on our plate and replace it with protein from vegetable kingdom.
Save our planet. Germany calls for meat reduction to save the planet. The country's environmental agency has issued a statement urging Germans to partake of meat minimally to help mitigate climate change on the planet. Besides the harmful health effects of livestock raising, such as the byproduct nitrous oxide, the agency said that it is also the most energy-intensive form of farming and is also responsible for approximately 15% of Germany's greenhouse gas emissions. We thank you, Environmental Agency and Germany, for this wise advisory. Our prayers that your call will be swiftly acted upon by the German people and that the meat-free lifestyle will soon be endorsed by nations around the world. In July 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained via video conference to our association members in Germany on what needs to be done for more people to understand the connection between meat eating and its harmful effects on the environment.
That's why I say if the government and the media join hands together and informing people day after day, because information are a lot, and people's brain takes some time to ingest it. They rely on the government to inform them everything that is good for them. They rely on the newspaper to give them all the news that is necessary and important to their life. That's the power of media and the government. I hope they use it for the best cause right now, on the noble cause right now. I hope they do use it.
Save Our Planet. Interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Vegan World Radio. Broadcasting throughout Houston, Texas, the fourth largest metropolitan area in the United States, via 90.1 KPFT-FM, as well as live worldwide on the Internet at www.kpft.org. Vegan World Radio has a mission of telling the story of the vegan revolution that's saving animals, the planet, and our health. On Monday, January 26th, the channel's host, Shirley Wilkes Johnson, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai for an interview to speak about the importance of an animal-free lifestyle for the planet.
I've heard you talk about our planet, why it is so urgent to do something right now.
I think everyone knows that vegan is the fastest way to reduce the maximum harmful gases, which are the cause of global warming that threaten our world and our survival. It also saves lives, saves billions and billions of tax for meat subsidies and meat-related sickness. Enormous cost for meat-related sickness. Other reasons we have ethical and spiritual, like we should care for all God creation as our own self. Whatever we don't like to be done to us, we don't do to others, even animals, because they have feeling. The animals have all sentiments that we human possess. You know, they have love, they have family, they have friends, they have loyalty, they have
all kind of virtue that sometimes we even forget to exercise. So we love to live in peace. So we let them live in peace as well. Yes. And spiritually speaking, if we practice to elevate ourselves consciously, we can't keep eating other beings and expect to be a godlike creation. So meat is a no-no for many reasons.
We salute Ms. Wilkes Johnson and Vegan World Radio for your courageous and dedicated efforts to advocate veganism for a more compassionate world. We sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for imparting her valuable knowledge and loving concern for the preservation of our earth. May we all adopt a vegan lifestyle that quickly brings a multitude of benefits to all lives on the planet. Some of the diseases related to meat consumption: antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating: heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes: 246 million people are affected worldwide, an estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity: worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental: use up to 70% of clean water, pollute most of the water bodies, deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption: breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk, listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save Our Planet: Chinese scientists exploring the Ying Yiling Nature Reserve in Henan Province discover three new species, including an insect, a rare tree, and a wax plant.
Save Our Planet: U.S.-based Scientific American magazine published the article "How Meat Contributes to Global Warming," stating that beef generates 57 times more greenhouse gases than potatoes and suggesting reduced meat consumption to protect the environment.
How are you, friends? I'm Hermina Snail, and I'm totally veg. Would you like to hear a tip on helping the environment? To remove snow from a driveway or sidewalk, consider using a snow shovel and brooms instead of gasoline or electric-powered snow blowers. Non-motorized snow removers will lower your carbon footprint. Besides, it could give you a nice workout. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather around our beautiful globe.
Thank you.
In world news, the European Union is assisting Nigeria with a 120 million euro grant. The funds will be used to support Nigeria's development of the water sector. The contribution also helps to achieve the United Nations Millennium Development Goals of increasing by 50% the access to safe drinking water and related facilities by 2015. Our appreciation and heaven's blessings, European Union, for your care and generosity to the citizens of Nigeria. May all people be granted the purest of water, the best of plant-based food, and the happiest of lives.
In health news, award-winning United Kingdom animators help to launch a health movement. The Oscar-winning animators of Mr. Nick Park's Aardman Animations, creators of Wallace and Gromit, are assisting the United Kingdom in initiating its Change for Life program. This project was established to encourage good nutrition and exercise to help prevent obesity. Its campaign slogan is Eat Well, Move More, Live Longer. Ms. Dawn Primadolo, United Kingdom Minister of State for Public Health, said, Change for Life has a critical ambition. We are trying to create a lifestyle revolution on a huge scale, something which no government has attempted before. Our hats off to you, United Kingdom, for taking a wise step to promote the well-being of your citizens. May people of all nations adopt life-sustaining habits for a healthy and happy world. Up next on Noteworthy News, a fifth grade class in Formosa or Taiwan chooses vegetarianism to protect animals and the environment. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Stay tuned for more celebratory news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, joy-inspiring news for a greater world. In veg news, Formosan or Taiwanese classroom opts for vegetarian meals. Ms. Xie Tsai Xuan's fifth grade class in Yilan Elementary School in Formosa has chosen to be veg to show love towards animals and to save our planet. After watching programs on animals and global warming, the class began choosing plant-based meals in the cafeteria and set up a vegetarian stand for the school's 90th anniversary celebration. Students explain how the vegetarian way has helped them. Kudos, Ms. Xie, and all students in your fifth grade class. Heaven bless you for your smart and kind-hearted decision to be veg. It's fun, it's healthy, it's life-protecting and earth-saving. Please take the veg pledge today.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke that by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Will.
An old man who's very wealthy but becoming very weak, and the doctor who had taken care of him for many years and who knew him very well told him that perhaps he should make his will now. The man said, yes, I have already done that. I'm leaving all my properties to the doctor who would save my life.
And now for our viewers' heartline. This video heartline comes from Truong from Ao Lạc or Vietnam.
Truyền hình vô thượng sư rất nhiều chương trình hay. Tôi rất thích chương trình thơ nhạc tình yêu và tâm linh.
Đây là lần đầu tiên tôi được xem một kênh truyền hình quốc tế được trình chiếu với nhiều phụ đề của các nước trên thế giới, trong đó tiếng Việt và nghệ thuật của người Việt cũng được trình chiếu phát hình trên toàn thế giới. Tôi thấy chương trình thơ nhạc của đài truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư rất là khác biệt. Nó không những là một chương trình thơ nhạc giải trí thông thường mà nó mang tính chất rất yếu tố về tâm linh, mà khi người ta thưởng thức thì làm cho con người ta rất là thăng hoa, một cái gì đó là rất là tình người, làm cho con người ta phát triển cái tình thương giữa con người và cả đối với động vật, với mọi chúng sanh, giúp cho con người ta hướng tới một cái gì đó đạo đức cao cả, chân thiện mỹ, hoàn thiện. Tôi rất thích nghe tất cả các bài của Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư. Tôi thích nhất là tiết mục giới thiệu về ý nghĩa truyền thống của áo tứ thân của người miền Bắc Âu Lạc, vì áo tứ thân cho chúng ta thấy về tâm hồn của người Việt rất trọng nghĩa, nói về tứ trọng ân, tứ thân phụ mẫu. Tôi rất thích áo tứ thân truyền thống của Âu Lạc mà được một nhà thiết kế nổi tiếng là Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư đã thiết kế tạo mẫu với các chất liệu màu sắc để tạo nên một vẻ áo tứ thân truyền thống của Việt Nam rất là lịch lãm và sang trọng.
Wonderful Chung, thank you for your thoughtful comments. We are glad you enjoy our shows, including the series on traditional costumes of Âu Lạc, Vietnam. The graceful melodies and lyrics of Supreme Master Ching Hai and other artists on our weekly music and poetry program are indeed uplifting. You mentioned how Âu Lạc people value thankfulness. That is such an insightful observation. To show gratitude to our Creator, let us follow the life-respecting vegetarian way. We wish you and the profound people of Âu Lạc heaven's abundant blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing in hope and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Japan donates $9.5 million to assist displaced persons in Mindanao, Philippines, including the distribution of 7,500 metric tons of rice through the UN World Food Program.
Former British Prime Minister and Middle East Envoy Tony Blair meets with Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad to discuss national Palestinian unification.
The oldest living cave houses dating back 5,500 years have been unearthed by archaeologists working along the Jinhu River in Shaanxi Province, China.
African Wizard Bank has been listed in the Monitor Group's Book of 101 Innovation Advancements for its concept of enabling banking for rural populations through use of a cell phone.
Kuwait's Indonesian Embassy hosts a charity bazaar for the benefit of the Indonesian Thalassemia Foundation and orphans in Bangor, Indonesia.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon highlights his determination to strive for a lasting peace between Israel, Palestine, and all her neighbors.
Kuwait's Al Bir Charity Organization launches the I'm Up to It program to support people with disabilities obtain jobs in the private sector.
The United Arab Emirates Minister of Education, Dr. Hanif Hassan, honors blind student Maiz Ahmed Kayed for her exceptional scholastic achievement.
15 Rwandan women receive scholarships through the Goldman Sachs BBA Scholarships Program, which will enable them to study at the School of Finance and Banking.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.